Friday. Time now for trivia on WCHL, and we brought the best.
That's because
we've spared no expense.
It's hard to be the best when you're the only one that had been extended the invitation. Well, I appreciate it.
There's nobody better.
Well,
Mr. Kiger.
Well, thank you. Are you well?
Famous worldwide for his trivia questions and for his trivial mind.
That would be certainly correct in the latter part of that statement.
Uh-huh.
You doing good? You well?
Yes, I am. Well, how about you?
Every day is good.
You look good.
My schedule slowed down a little bit. Now I'm just kind of concentrating on doing trivia and on doing classes for the General Alumni Association. My marathon from August to the end of first week of April in football and basketball is now over. So if you see me standing on a street corner with a sign around my neck, I'll mow yards, I'll sell apples, I'll rake yards for whatever, you know, you're willing to pay me.
If you see him walking down the street and he starts to cry each time you meet.
Don't walk on by.
Yeah, stop and talk to him, please.
Please.
Oh, well. What kind of question you got?
Old school toys.
All right.
Old school toys.
All right. That, I ought to know about this.
I think anybody who's contemporaries would remember. In fact, it's still around in other forms.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right, I'm ready.
What were the two colors of the Rock'em Sock'em robots?
Oh, that's easy, man. That's really easy.
Well, we got to throw a little softball out here. And speaking of softball, UNC softball and UNC baseball both on the road this weekend, but look for them to come back home. That's a good afternoon spent as well. The two colors of the Rock'em Sock'em robots is what we want to know.
All right. Call right now if you think you know the answer.
Ron Stutz here reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years. Right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Well, Freddie Kiger, you want to know the two colors of the Rock'em Sock'em robots?
Yeah.
Red and blue.
Yeah, correct.
Red and dark blue.
Yeah.
And if you weren't around back in the day when Rock'em Sock'em robots were so darn popular, there was a scene in the movie Sweet Home Alabama at the end where they put Rock'em Sock'em robots on top of the wedding cake.
Ah, I don't remember that. That's good.
So that was really kind of a reminder for folks who weren't old enough to remember the original ones.
And you know, they actually even had names.
Oh, really?
No, yes.
I did not know that.
There was the Red Rocker and the Blue Bomber. How about that?
I may have known that at one time, but I completely forgot.
Yeah, red and blue, as you so astutely announced, designed by Marvin Glass and Associates. They were first manufactured in 1964. Yeah. It was Red Rocker, Blue Bomber. Mechanically manipulated by the players, the game is won when one player knocks
the head up. The head goes up.
Yeah, I'm not sure how correct that is in today's market or what have you. Remember the commercial? You've knocked my block off. But the 2000s version of the game by Mattel features physically smaller robots.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, maybe the robotettes.
Okay.
Not to be confused with the rockettes.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, would you rather have been the Red Rocker or the Blue Bomber?
Oh, I don't know. I think the Blue Bomber. I've always been more partial to blue than red.
I have been more partial to blue as well.
Yeah. And nothing to do with Carolina. I mean, when I was growing up.
I was always partial to blue and green.
Always liked blue better.
That may have something to do with the fact that both of us had reddish hair.
Well, that's true.
You know? I mean, when you were growing up, how many things did you have in your wardrobe that were red?
I had nothing except the
baseball uniform that I always seemed to play for.
Yeah.
It'd always be red.
You always got put on a team called the Phillies or something like that, right?
The Red Sox, the Reds. My fashion consultant tried to make some changes, but I just didn't have the
didn't work.
Bargaining power to make it to another team.
You didn't have the clout back then.
No.
Well, hey, listen, thanks.
Thank you, Rock'em Sock'em Ron.
Rock'em Sock'em Freddy.
Everybody have a good weekend.